It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. If you haven't cast that vote yet and you want to get informed before you head out to the ballot box, you can check out the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro's candidate questionnaire, laying out the views for each candidate on issues such as whether Chapel Hill is growing too quickly, the housing supply, downtown density, and more. You can read their answers and get informed at carolinachamber.org/election.hub. We are now joined on the phone from Hillsborough by Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, how's it going?
It's going great. It's a beautiful day in Hillsborough. It probably is all over Orange County.
You got to soak in that introduction as mayor. Your days are numbered on that title now.
That's right. It is a gorgeous election day, and I have to say, it's nice to have a pressure off cycle. I will say that.
I'm sure it is. I've talked to, obviously, there's a lot of folks not running for re-election in this particular cycle. So I've had versions of this conversation, and everybody feels really good about their choice of not running again.
Yes.
So I do want to talk about election stuff, as you are obviously as plugged in as anyone in Hillsborough to what's going on, in spite of the fact that you are not running again. So as a extra well-informed citizen who happens to be mayor at the moment, what have you noticed theme-wise for this election cycle for Hillsborough? What's on people's mind as they go vote today?
Well, it's interesting. I think that here in Hillsborough, one of the main themes is really needing some civic infrastructure to kind of be more of a conduit for the community to engage in our local elections a bit better. This is something that I've been noticing it for years, but it seems particularly acute this year as there were just fewer organizations and entities than ever that were that included Hillsborough in their processes for this election. And so, you know, I hear the candidates, you know, talking about the main issues in Hillsborough that I think we all are cognizant of, like our infrastructure needs and affordable housing and so many of the same themes that we see with our neighbors. But there isn't quite the same kind of robust engagement that we're seeing in coverage of other areas. So that's a little bit frustrating. And I hope that voters are still finding ways to figure out the candidates of their choice and that they're making those choices today if they didn't in the early vote.
Speaking of candidates of choice, we are going to have a whole bunch of new mayors, and outside of Chapel Hill, they are not running opposed. So we actually do know, outside of some unprecedented, bizarre write-in candidacy in one of these municipal elections, we know that the mayors in Pittsburgh, the mayor will be Kyle Shipp, we'll have Barbara Fushi in Carrboro, and up in Hillsborough, it's going to be Mark Bell. So I thought this would be as good of a time as any to give you a little bit of space to talk about Mark Bell and what you expect to see him bring to the office.
Sure. Well, I'm delighted to talk about Mark. I really feel like passing things on to very good hands. You know, I've been working with him both side by side when we were both commissioners together, and then, you know, with him remaining as a town commissioner, myself as the mayor. He was the mayor pro tem for the first couple years of COVID during my first cycle as mayor. And he's just, I know him to be a very, very thoughtful person. He's the one that will, you know, have he writes things down, his thoughts. He comes to meetings prepared, as, you know, he's clearly looked over everything. I mean, I think the thing I feel great about, we all read the things, but Mark will come prepared with written out lists of thoughts. Sometimes he might have a spreadsheet. So he's really thoughtful about, you know, all the things we need to be thinking about, and then can synthesize other people's thoughts around the table and repeat them back, which is, it's just a really good skill to have that will serve him very well in the mayor's seat. And of course, he really loves Hillsborough. So that's as important as anything, I think.
Sounds like a pretty winning combination of traits. You'll hear different versions of compliments for folks who are running for elected office. But one that I always like to hear is some version of that, like they're working hard, they're doing the work, they're reading the stuff behind the scenes, because that's not always the case. So it's always nice to hear that for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Agreed.
Non-election category. Well, do you have any other election thoughts before we move on to non-election category topics?
Just curious to see how things turn out here, right? They are close to home in Hillsborough, throughout the county, and with our neighbors as well. A lot of interesting races happening today.
Absolutely. And for the newsroom's sake, I'm hoping we figure a lot of that out pretty early in the evening tonight and have some answers, because as fun as the horse race is, nobody really likes any scenario, whether it's national or local, going to bed on election night not knowing results.
Well, that's true. let's get them counted tonight.
Then non-election category, I see that there is a survey that's gone out to Hillsborough residents, a townwide survey. What's the survey about, and what do folks need to know about it?
Yeah, this is our every 2 year community survey where we are really looking for community feedback on a variety of topics that have to do with town services. And this is something that we really look at. It provides us great data, looking at individual surveys and then, you know, certainly comparisons from whatever the current year is to the previous surveys that let us know how we're doing on providing services to the community, where there's room for improvement, where people are really happy, and what they hope we will keep pressing harder on. And, you know, I said this in the press release on the survey, but I'll say it again, you know, having the comprehensive sustainability plan adopted gives us just this very important document that we can pair with the community survey as we move forward in implementation to see how we're doing.
Excellent. We're visiting with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver on this election day. And that's pretty much all that I had. I did want to ask about upcoming events around town. I know we've got Veterans Day coming up. Anything else going on around Hillsborough we should know about?
Yeah, main thing is Veterans Day. There's, the county event is always a really nice one. And there are other things happening. I think that there's a Veterans Breakfast at the Seymour Center. Most of those events are organized by the county itself, and we're glad to get some of them here locally. And, for folks who haven't voted yet, you've got a few more hours, and be sure you get out there and take your ID.
It's Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Appreciate you taking the time on an election day afternoon, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.